Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. We'd like to ask a question about your family. Would you say they're hard to please at dinner time? Well, if they are, here's a tip for you. You can have a successful meal anytime when you serve Kroger quality beef. Yes, just serve Kroger quality beef, and you'll find your meal has plenty of eye appeal and taste appeal for that family of yours. And when you visit your nearest Kroger store and buy Kroger quality beef, buy it with confidence, for it's the very best beef you can get right now. It's delicious, it's tender, it's juicy, and it's bound to be a wonderful treat for you and your family. Watch how delighted your folks are when they see what's on the menu, for beef is almost everybody's favorite meat. Yes, lady, you can be sure of delighting everybody when you serve your family's favorite cut of Kroger quality beef. Visit your Kroger store, step up to the counter, and ask for Kroger quality beef the way you like it best. And remember this, Kroger quality beef is the best beef you can get right now. Buy Kroger quality beef with confidence at your neighborhood Kroger store. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Kerry Carlton gave Penny Gibbs $5,000 to deliver to a mysterious stranger at a given time. When that time arrives, however, and Penny has to follow Mrs. Carlton's instructions, Freddie Lang tells her...
I took part of that dough, Gibbsy. $2,000 worth.
Oh, Freddie, you didn't.
Oh, crickets, Freddie, no.
The trouble is, I did, Nora. Your old man and me, we needed it to get the herd off of the railroad.
Freddie, you had no right to take money that didn't belong to you for any reason. You're joking about that $2,000, aren't you?
Oh, golly, Freddie, say you're joking.
I wish I was joking, kid. No, Gibbsy, I took that dough, all right. Go look in the envelope up in your room, you'll see.
No, I'm afraid to look.
Well, I'll go get it and show it to
you. No, Freddie. Huh? If you took it, it's gone.
Yeah, it's gone, all right. The railroad's got most of it. I can get a couple hundred back. Old man Williams has got that much, but I guess a couple hundred ain't gonna do you no good at all.
Freddie, this is terrible. It's much worse than you know.
Guess I really did pull a stupid one this time.
Well, I guess you did.
I'm beginning to figure that out myself.
Oh, Freddie, how could you have taken that money? You knew Miss Gibbs had to use it.
Yeah, sure, but Gibbsy said maybe she wouldn't need it for a couple of months. And I knew I could pay it back by then.
I said I might not need it for a couple of months, Freddie. I also said that I might need it in a day or two. You remember that?
Yeah, sure I remember. But I took a chance on the couple months.
Freddie, you had no right to take any chance.
Gibbsy, I had to do something, didn't I? We was going to lose the herd if we didn't kick through with that dough. I didn't swipe the dough just for myself. It was for old man Williams and for the kid here and for a lot of other people.
Freddie, I know all that. Your motives were good. I know that. Look, dear, I don't have any quarrel with the reasons that you did it. It's what you did that was wrong, Freddie. And I just don't know what to do to correct it.
Oh, crickets, isn't there any way to get the money back?
I'm afraid not, Nora. At least not the part spent for the herd. How much of it is gone, Freddie?
Oh, about $1,700. Nora's old man has about $300 of it left, I guess. Unless he spent that, too.
Well, there's no use in worrying about where the money is. The whole $2,000 is impossible to get back. You have to find out how to get another $2,000, I guess that's all.
Oh, golly, Miss Gibbs, the bank lent Daddy a lot of money once. Maybe the bank would let you have just $2,000.
Nora, $2,000's a lot of money. And your father had collateral, I don't. Besides, I need the money in a few hours, and the bank won't be open till tomorrow.
Look, Gibbsy, I got you into this jam. Maybe I can get you out of it.
How, Freddie?
I don't know how, but I'm going to go out and try.
Freddie, listen, please. You've made one mistake already. Don't go making another.
Don't worry, I won't.
I do worry about you, Freddie, because you don't think.
I'm going to think about it this time. See you later. Bye, Nora.
Freddie, what are you going to do?
I don't know, kid, but it'll be something. See you, Gibbsy.
Oh, crickets, Miss Gibbs. This is terrible.
It's worse than terrible, Nora.
But Freddie stole that money from
you. No, dear, he didn't steal it. Well, let's say he borrowed it.
But he shouldn't have.
No, he shouldn't have, but I understand why he thought it was all right. And anyway, Nora, it isn't as though he took it for himself. He took it to help someone else. And it would be wrong to criticize him for that.
I guess I'm one of the people he did it for, Miss Gibbs.
I guess you are, Nora.
Well, then that puts some of the blame on me, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't. No one's to blame, really, not even Freddie. Freddie was sure that there was plenty of time in which to put the money back. And we'd be happy about what he did if it worked out that way. I guess, Nora, that I'm in part to blame myself when you come to think of it.
Oh, crickets, Miss Gibbs. I don't see how you can say that.
But it's true. I shouldn't have mentioned the money to Freddie. But even that isn't the worst of it. When I did mention it, I somehow gave him the idea that it was mine. And that I wouldn't need it for a month or two, maybe even longer.
But you didn't tell Freddie he could take part of it, Miss Gibbs. He's the only one to blame for that. Oh, golly, I'm so sorry. He took that money for Daddy and for me, and I feel just awful.
Oh, Nora, don't feel badly. In fact, we're silly to sit here and moan about the missing money when what we really ought to do is try and find a way to get money to replace it.
But $2,000, Miss Gibbs,
that's an awful lot of money, I know. But somehow, somewhere, we should be able to get it.
Freddie went out to see what he could do about it. What do you think he had in mind?
There's no way of telling, Nora. There's never a way to guess what Freddie will do.
Well, I hope he isn't going to take it from somebody else. Oh, golly, that'd be just awful.
I don't think he'd do that, Nora. Freddie doesn't make the same mistake twice. But I do wonder what he is up to.
Well, I get scared trying to guess. Whatever it is, it'll have to be done fast, though, won't it? When do you have to deliver the money?
At 9 o'clock.
9? Oh, crickets, it's after 6 now.
I know, Nora. I'll have to leave here at 8:30 to deliver the money by 9. And I must be there at 9 sharp.
Oh, golly, we have just a little over 2 hours to find $2,000.
$1,000 an hour?
Yeah.
Oh, Nora, what are we going to do?
I don't know.
I can't tell Mrs. Carlton the money's missing.
Couldn't you tell her it was stolen?
I guess that's what I'll have to tell her. And I'll have to tell her who took it.
And she'll send Freddie to jail, won't she?
I don't know. But I can't take a chance that she will or that she won't. Freddie didn't steal that money, Nora, but I don't expect Mrs. Carlton to feel that way about it. And I think that's why I don't think I should tell her that Freddie took the money.
But, Miss Gibbs, if we can't get $2,000 before 8:30 tonight, what'll you do?
Nora, I don't know what I'll do. Maybe I'll just go ahead with my plan. Deliver the $3,000 and maybe I can promise the remaining $2,000 later. Mm. That'd be a way to get more time anyway.
Well, would just $3,000 be all right?
I don't know, Nora. I wish I did know. If I could be sure of Mrs. Carlton's reaction, I'd tell her about it, but she's bound to feel that Freddie robbed her of that money. And you can't blame her for that.
Well, couldn't you explain, Miss Gibbs?
I suppose I could, and I would, except Mrs. Carlton's so unpredictable. This is my first important job for her, Nora.
I know.
And it's also the first time I've failed her. The results may be disastrous.
You're afraid that she'll tell
you... Hi, folks.
Hello, Freddie.
Oh, back so soon, Freddie?
Well, I look like I'm back, don't I?
Well, you haven't been gone very long.
You got the money this quickly, Freddie?
Nah, kid, nah. As soon as I got outside the house, I knew there wasn't a Chinaman's chance of getting no 2,000 bucks in just a couple hours. So I just walked around the block and did some thinking.
I wish you'd done some thinking before you took the money, Freddie.
So do I, Gypsy. But look, I got some kind of an idea now. Gypsy, what were you going to do with that money? I mean, what were you going to do with the 5 G's?
Never mind what I was going to do with the money.
Now, look. Can't you give just 3 G's on account and sort of slip in an IOU for what's missing?
I've already thought of that, Freddie. But that's a little too risky.
I think maybe Miss Gibbs should see Mrs. Carlton about the money. Don't you, Freddie?
No. That's out, Nora. Why, that old lady would tear Gibbsy apart. No, Gibbsy, you don't want to ever go up... Hey, wait a minute. Hey, maybe that ain't such a bad idea.
What happened to the money, Freddie?
Yeah, I know. That's why maybe it's not such a bad idea. Look, Gibbsy, you can say that I swiped it, and then it don't make no fault of yours at all.
It makes you look like a thief.
Well, maybe that's what I am.
I wouldn't say that. Freddie, you just thought the money was mine and that I wouldn't have any use for it for a while.
Yeah, sure, but you don't have to tell old lady Carlton you said anything to me. Look,
You can tell her that I must have just found it and swiped it because I'm a no-good bum who's always swiping something.
You know what that'd mean for you, don't you?
Yeah, I know about it, Gypsy, and I also know what it's going to mean if old Lady Carton thinks that you took the money or shut off your mouth to me about it.
Freddie, if Mrs. Carton thinks you're a thief, you'll go to jail.
Yeah, I know that, too. But look what's going to happen to Gypsy if that Carton dame blames her for losing the $2,000. Gypsy, you just...
No, Freddie, I'm not going to tell Mrs. Carton that you stole the money. If I tell her anything, I'll tell her the truth.
Well, then you ain't going to tell her anything at all. Now, look, can't you store whatever you got to do with that dough? Why don't you just call up the old dame and tell her that you're sick or something?
Freddie, it's very important that I keep...
Oh, it's the phone, Miss Gibbs. I'll get it.
Never mind, Nora. I'll go get it.
All right.
No kidding, Nora. You wouldn't give me one to take a couple of folks out of
here. Hello?
Hello? Is Miss Gibbs there?
This is Penny Gibbs.
Oh, Miss Gibbs, you haven't met yet. That's good. This is Carrie Carton.
Yes, Mrs. Carton.
I'm calling you again, Miss Gibbs, to caution you just once more on the importance of being prompt this evening.
I'll be on time, Mrs. Carton.
You must be. This man is very important to our plans. We mustn't keep him waiting for a minute if we're to expect his help.
Yes, I'll realize that. I'll be there on time.
I hope you will.
Mrs. Carton, there's something...
Now, dear, don't be upset about anything. As long as you do what you're told, there's nothing to worry about.
But, Mrs. Carton, I...
Believe me, dear, I wouldn't ask you to do this if I thought there'd be any trouble. This man is harmless enough. You may find him even pleasant if things are done his way. But if he thinks things are going wrong, well, that's why you must be prompt in your appointment. And you must give him every penny he expects from us.
Yes, Mrs. Carton, I realize that. So, I wonder if I could come to see you in a few minutes.
Is it necessary?
Yes, it is.
But I don't see how it can be. We've gone over the plans very thoroughly time after time. I don't see what we have to talk about now.
Well, there's something we have to talk about, Mrs. Carton.
Tomorrow, then. I'm tired.
No, tomorrow may be too late, Mrs.
Carton. Nonsense. Nothing is more important tonight than seeing this man.
I know, but I had to see you first. Please, it's terribly important.
Must you see me? Can't you tell me over the phone?
No, I'd rather see you.
Very well. I can give you a few minutes. Be here at 7:30.
All right, Mrs. Carton. I'll be there. Thank you.
Don't be sure and be prompt, Miss Gibbs. 7:30, and I can give you only a few minutes. Goodbye.
Bye. Well, that's that.
Hey, Gibbsy. You going out to see old Lady Carton again, huh?
There's nothing else I can do, Freddie.
Oh, crickets, Miss Gibbs. What are you going to say to her?
I wish I knew, Nora. I wish I knew.
When Penny sees Mrs. Carton about the missing $2,000, what will she say to her? And how will Penny be able to deliver $5,000 to the mysterious man by 9 o'clock tonight? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Lady, did you know this? Did you know that Kroger quality beef is the best beef that's available on today's market? Yes, you can buy this beef with confidence that it will be deliciously tender and brimming with flavorful rich juices. Get some and then wait until that family of yours comes home and the aroma of superbly cooked Kroger quality beef greets them. Just watch their faces light up. Just watch the glowy mood it puts them in. Yes, Kroger quality beef can make your dinner a meal that's sure to please every member of the family. So don't delay. Visit your Kroger store and get deliciously tender, juicy Kroger quality beef. Remember, Kroger quality beef is beef you can buy with confidence because it's the very best beef you can buy today. Get Kroger quality beef at your Kroger store soon. Now your local announcer.